This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We do our share of statistics and numbers and the like on this broadcast. It kind of comes with the territory. But every now and then, we figure it's good to break through a little bit, talk to people who live and work out in the actual economy. Austin Golding helps run his family business. It's called Golding Barge Lines out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. We call him up from time to time just to check in, see how things are going. Mr. Golding, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
We had you on back in March right after the drought. Business was getting better. How are things now?
Well, things are still rolling in our industry. I think a lot of the domestic crude production that we've been hauling on our barges has really helped prop our market up through the summer and going into next year.
Yeah, I guess it's that whole domestic oil production thing, right? I mean, we got natural gas, we got oil, we got the whole smash.
We really do. I think people, when they hear about the domestic oil production in this country, don't hear the positive side of it enough. It's putting a lot of people to work, and a lot of companies are growing and really benefiting from it, including us.
How is it that that you guys benefit so much? I mean, are you guys that much cheaper than loading up an 18-wheeler with you know, however many thousands of gallons of oil it is?
I think so. You look at taking 1,300 trucks into one barge. That's about the equivalent, about the ratio
Wow.
we provide. Then we push two or three of those at a time. And, you know, while we can't get it to individual small discharge ports, we can take it to a very large refinery. So the volume that we can provide definitely puts us way ahead of everybody else.
Where are you in the business cycle? Are you hiring, firing, expanding? What are you doing?
We are extremely, extremely fortunate right now to be going in the midst of a major expansion. You know, our business employs right now between 130, 150
Wow.
people. And by this time, 2015, we'll probably be close to 250 people.
Give me a sense of how many, I don't even know what it is, barges or push boats or whatever. How much gear on the river does 150 people translate into?
Well, you know, right now we operate anywhere between 14 and 16 towboats. Generally pushing two to three barges apiece.
Was the government shutdown a problem for you guys? Did you see anything happening because of that?
Our industry did see a little bit of a slowdown during it. We had a lot of momentum going, and I don't know if it was just purely coincidence or if there's a direct relation, but there was a slight slowdown or at least stall within our marketplace during the shutdown.
You know, we're talking elsewhere in the broadcast today about this idea of uncertainty in the economy, and we talk about it a lot, frankly, just out and about, right? How businesses and consumers hate uncertainty. Is it a problem for you if people don't know what government policy is going to be, whether the shutdown is going to happen? I mean, people got to ship oil, I guess, right?
They do. I think the consumption of it directly ties to our demand, though. And if people are unsure and they start to be more fiscally conservative or not as aggressive with their business plans or day-to-day lives, it's going to trickle down to how efficiently and how much we operate. During the recession, people found ways to be more frugal with their cash, and it definitely comes down the line as far as mass transit and mass product mm-hmm. displacement.
Austin Golding from Golding Barge Lines down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.